Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, we have no shortages of guys who decided today was definitely the day for him. Yeah, ladies, you're not getting the message. You're not getting the memo. More and more men, especially in this day and age, especially with the current environment that we're in, are snapping the fuck out. Like the man in this article that was published on the 17th of May. Man offlines mother of his 5-year-old child, remains at large. Uh-oh! Gentlemen, we got one that has not been caught. This guy has thoroughly absconded and went on the run. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Police pleaded for the public's help Wednesday in tracking down a man suspected of gunning down the mother of his 5-year-old child, as well as critically injuring her new romantic partner. Gentlemen, this is a stern warning. Do not deal with women who have children, especially in these modern times. You have absolutely no clue what the hell the father of that child is capable of. That's right. Some guy decided he was going to play simp daddy, and it's going to end up damn near costing him his life. No matter what she says about the father of that child, gentlemen, do not deal with women like this unless she is offering for you and him to actually sit down and have a conversation about why they're no longer together. However, we know the standard operating procedure for women like this. Oh, he was an asshole. He was a bad guy. He was abusive. Whatever she can say to make you feel some sort of way negatively about him. That's how they hook you in, gentlemen. Believe it. Say, hey, you know what? If I can't sit down with your ex and have a conversation with him, then I don't need to be with you. But unfortunately, the vast majority of us men are too damn stupid to do so. And guys like this end up paying the price for it. Authorities suspect Von Boltner, 33, of San Mateo, of fatally shooting his former wife, Monique Aldridge, 30, in a brazen offlining inside the woman's Hayward home on May 11th. This dude literally busted into her crib and did the job. Wow. Just wow. Boltner appeared to flee his residence later that day, shortly before police arrived with a warrant for his arrest, prompting authorities to ask the public Wednesday for any information that might lead them to him. Quote unquote, he remains at large. and he should be considered armed and dangerous, said Acting Hayward Police Chief Brian Matthews. Quote unquote, "We believe Mr. Boltner has access to vehicles, but we do not currently know what he is using for transportation. Maybe he's on his feet. Maybe he's on a bicycle. Who knows? But hey, at this point, who cares?" Multiple neighbors called 911 at about 2 p.m. on May 11th after hearing gunfire erupt from inside Aldridge's house on the 100 block of Cassia Drive, Matthews said. When police arrived, they found both Aldridge and her partner suffering from gunshot wounds. Yeah, he let loose. Aldridge later died at the hospital. Her partner remained hospitalized Wednesday morning in critical condition, Matthews said. Aldridge and Boltner had been married at one point. Now, this is key. While it is unclear if they were divorced, they had been separated for some time, Matthews said. So, once again, gentlemen, you need to do some serious investigative work on that woman before you decide that you're going to lay down with her. You're going to be in a relationship with her. So, if they were clearly not divorced, they were still legally married. And if that was the case, like it or not, this man was well within his right to go ahead and take care of business because he was still a legally married man and she was a legally married woman. And yeah, if we really want to go by the Bible, like we love to try to use as a sword and a shield, then yes, Leviticus 10:22 was definitely in play. The 5-year-old child was found uninjured inside the house after the shooting, and she is currently being cared for by Aldridge's relatives, police said. At a press conference Wednesday, Matthews vowed to find Boltner and offered his condolences to the relatives of the two people who were shot. Blah, 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 blah. I'm gonna bring this man to justice. Shut the fuck up. The U.S. Marshals Service has offered a reward of up to $10,000 for information leading to Boltner's arrest. He has strong ties throughout the Bay Area, including as far north as Vacaville, Matthews said. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, I'm pretty sure you can estimate what might have ended up being the motive behind why Mr. Boltner decided to put that mask on. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in her home. Like I said, he bum rushed her house and took her out inside the house. I gotta give this one a 15. That is some bold shit to do. Method of execution. Of course, he used a burner. Gotta give that one a 5. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give this one a 15 because the child was in the house. Thank goodness the child was not collateral damage. So I'm gonna give him a 15 for the psychological impact. And for the brutality factor, he nailed both of them. At least he got his intended target, mainly his wife. The other guy, hey, you were there. You ended up being collateral damage as well. So I'm going to give the brutality factor a 15. So vicious Von Boltner gets a score of 50. Gentlemen, I'm going to continue to reiterate this. Do not deal with women who have children. That is a bad, bad recipe. So many men have said this. You do not know what the hell the ex-husband or the baby daddy is going through his mind. You just don't know. Don't do it. But unfortunately, like I said, the vast majority of us men, especially us black men, are stupid. We will deal with women with children. Why? Because a lot of us, especially a lot of us older men, were programmed. Yeah, you know, dealing with single mothers, dealing with women with children. You're supposed to be a cleanup man, if you will. No, gentlemen. No, 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 no. Yes, I can say that because, hey, as you all know, I married a woman with children. Granted, she's Japanese, entirely different set of circumstances. And at the time, you know, her ex-husband, you know, he kind of sort of gave his blessing. It is what it is. But like I said, over here in America, oh, no, 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 no. That would be a horrible idea to deal with a woman with children. But like I said, there was a recent video that's going around about a woman who talks to a man who said, oh, you should be able to deal with a woman with children. You don't like single mothers? And once again, far too many black men are guilted and shamed into dealing with single mothers. Gentlemen, don't do it. Don't let these people pigeonhole you into a situation that you do not need to be in. Fellas, if you do not have children, do not deal with a woman who does have children. Plain as day. Well, like I said, we know what probably the motivation was behind this guy putting on the mask. Obviously, child support. We know that is one of the biggest reasons why so many women will leave a man because, oh, I don't want him, but I still want his resources and I can use this child to continue to run his pockets. Well, I think Mr. Boltner said, yeah, nah, that ain't gonna work. Especially you got another dude that's profiting off my resources too. Oh, no, 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 no. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. Do you think I'm right or do you think I'm wrong about the motivation of why Mr. Boltner put the mask on? Let me know in the comment section. And once again, fellas, do not deal with women who have children. No. No, that is a bad move, especially in this day and age. And to all you women out there with children who have no problems using said child as a pawn to run a man's pockets, the power you think you have in that scenario, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that your child's father is going to continue to just bend over and take it, that's going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, especially in these times with how everything is going to shit, yeah, more and more men might end up saying, you know what? Nah, I'm going to go ahead and take matters into my own hands. Especially if you're taking his resources and spending them on another man, yeah, that is a damn good reason for some men to put that mask on. Hey, at that point, we all know what happens. You proved yourself to be the bane of his life by using the gun of the state to run his pockets. So he decided, you know what? Yeah, I may go to jail, but I'm putting your ass in that pine box. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.